drop a body, the body that's up in your mouth. And no force that can stop me, I'm not cocky. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I swat lies and I ignore your pride. Tell no lies, is it true when I said that I crush the pride? No, I never lied, and identified body to the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to. Open the walls in the mother room.
Hello, this is Radio Rubber Room.
Is it?
Yeah, is it, Derek? Is that the show we're on?
Well, actually,
on right
we were
now?
Talking. We were in here talking about. We think we might just do some post game recap of the game we just heard.
That's cool.
We're gonna break it down. Have all your statistics for you. It'll be ready to go. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to go and listen to Hanover High School football and not know. What the heck happened?
Dude, Hanover High School football is always better the second time around.
That's right.
So.
The only problem is we don't have any stats handy.
I have them right here, right in the brain.
Oh. Well, yeah, feel free.
It was Steven Kuster with a bunch of carries. It was amazing.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And there was another guy, Fisher. He also caught the ball. It was awesome.
Great.
Hey, Crenshaw, Ryan Crenshaw.
Yes, sir.
I gotta say, you have an excellent voice for radio. You should think about maybe pursuing it in some way.
That's a great idea. I really should.
Maybe do like radio on a regular basis?
What? You know, you were the first person to tell me that. No one else has made that link.
So we have No Dice in the building with us tonight. Ryan Crenshaw also does the Mike LaRue show, right?
That's right.
And how long have you guys? You guys have been doing the show longer than we've been doing this show.
We're I personally am into my second year, almost completed the second year on the Mike LaRue show, which is I'll plug it, which is 9 to 11 on Monday nights on 90.1 University of Richmond Radio.
And it's a good show. I've been on the show before. I had a blast. I need to come back.
We need to have you all back because Derek has not been on the show.
I didn't. I called.
Neither
in.
Has Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. Manzelli went.
Yeah. Manzelli was on the show. Yeah. So, yeah, we have No Dice in the building. They have some big news for everybody listening tonight, if anyone is doing so. Derek, we are giving away a Worthless Junk Records holiday box set tonight. So.
We are, yeah.
That is super cool.
Call in 798-1010. You can win a Worthless Junk box set. They are on sale for $40.
Not now. We're going to be doing that later.
Not now, but a little bit later. That's uh-huh. It's a $40 value. CDs from Black Girls, No BS Brass. Who else we got on there?
The White Laces.
And more.
And more.
And more. Yep. Great deal.
They're a heck of a band. Yeah. And more.
Oh, yeah. And I've more? Actually seen and was it and more?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
oh,
about?
Oh, they're killing.
You're full of it, dude. Stop playing with me.
Nice.
All right, man. Well, I guess we'll take a break, man. Thanks for hanging in. Anybody who is just listening to the show now instead of Hanover football. But let's take a break and play a song. Who is this, Derek?
This up first, we have Your Eyes by the Snowy Owls.
We'll be right back.
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins.
Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding!
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
The 20th.
was Running from the Sun, a new one from No Dice here on Radio Rubber Room. And so don't forget, you, if you want to keep up with the show and all the different things we're doing, follow us on Facebook/Radio Rubber Room, at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter. All right, and we're here with No Dice. What's happening, guys?
Howdy.
How are you?
That's a new one from you guys, correct?
It's kind of new.
Kind of new. It's not been released.
It's the first time it's been broadcast. The recorded version.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, it is.
The didn't you guys did you play that live here last
time?
Yeah,
we played it live. Yeah,
sure, live last time we were here. We have not been able to release it yet, though. So.
Although all of those hurdles will be cleared up shortly.
Oh yeah, so you guys have some big news, right?
This is the big news.
Yeah, don't tell us yet. We're not ready.
Okay,
what
not
is
ready.
The big news?
I'm not completely prepared for this yet.
Well, we'll hold off. Ready. We won't say it yet.
It's air quote big news.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I love air
a
quotes.
Long time, so
I didn't actually use them.
I know, but
he
said
just,
it.
He just inserted it.
But you said it, and it's radio, so everyone's picturing
this. This is theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, didn't we used to do a show with some other guy? It was like me, you, and then another person, right?
Yeah.
Wait, there's somebody else here? Is he talking about now?
I thought
or
so. Am I going crazy?
No, we did.
Is there like somebody else?
Oh, are you talking about me?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Oh, wait,
what
wait.
Are you doing?
I was absorbing.
Are you mad? Are you mad, Sean, because you spilt my hot coffee on yourself?
It is still boiling my skin. It got like right in the crack between my nail and my thumb flesh. And it's like in there.
You have a food problem. It was some sort of a food product every show now.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago, Sean drank half a gallon of chocolate milk.
Ooh. I told
milk
him it was
a
mistake.
Bad idea.
I told him it was a mistake. Right? And what was that, like liver pate or whatever it was? That
Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger.
Where do you even get that, man?
Everywhere.
Do they have
you
it?
Pick some of that up at the sheets?
Yeah.
When I go grocery shopping at the dollar store, that's on the top of the list. I'm like, I want meat. But I also don't want to chew it too much.
I want meat that I can spread on something.
This canned meat product is delightful.
Yes.
So what's No Dice's opinion on canned meat? As a collective.
Double
Just
damn.
Canned meat in general?
Yeah. How do you guys feel about it?
I'm in favor of canned meat.
Okay.
What about that chicken in the can? Have you seen that?
The whole chicken?
Yeah, there's a whole there. Ooh, you can get a whole chicken in a can.
That
How
looks
do they fit
delicious,
it in a can?
By the
well,
way.
They stuff it in. I mean, it's a big can.
Okay,
it's not
okay.
a big chicken, but
no,
it's a big
it's
can.
It's a big can.
Yeah,
that sounds unnecessary.
It's pickled, I think, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Pickled? Like
you can eat it right chicken. Out of the can.
Yep.
Yeah.
And delicious. It tastes like pickles. Chicken and pickles in one can.
So Running from the Sun, guys, can we expect to see that on a release soon?
Yes, we can. We're working towards that steadily.
When?
I would say January or February is what
yes,
we're aiming
early
for.
Early in the new year.
Yeah.
Early in the new year. So we've got another track we're going to be playing from you that's also going to be on that?
Right,
on that
exactly.
Release.
It's only going to be three songs thus far, but then we plan to expand it and record more music.
Now, we were talking during the break. Running from the Sun, you recorded in how many states?
Two states in three places.
Mm-hmm.
So in Raleigh and Kernersville, North Carolina. And then we did some, what did we do, the solos and everything in the bass in Richmond?
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you ever feel like you're going to release anything where you've recorded something in all 50 states?
Oh, that would be so cool.
Oh, that would be really
like, that would be cool.
Something
and also Puerto Rico
tracked in all 50 states
and DC.
Yeah. And DC.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
You sure?
Gotta do. Oh, yeah. Well, no, you guys should save that for an EP, like all the states in one, and then the other one you do all the territories.
What if we could write songs about all the 50 states?
No one's ever done that before.
They did something similar to that where it was...
Actually, they did. One of They Might Be Giants did.
Well, there was like this thing where they did like... It was a cover of Raising Flag. And like they just had all these like street musicians do it from different cities. And then they like produced it down into one song. And it was really awesome if you can find it.
They did a Stand By Me that way.
Yeah.
Playing
for Change.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool, man. I feel like this big news you guys have is like hindering me. Do we really have? How long should we wait, Derek?
I don't. Am I ready? Do I look ready?
No, you don't. I'm sorry.
Do you look ready?
You look like you need to be wine and dine a little bit first.
Yeah, yeah. We need a little more finesse.
We need to relax him, you know.
Can somebody rub my shoulders?
No.
No.
I nominate Crenshaw.
I'm not getting up.
I was gonna nominate Crenshaw. All right, guys, go ahead.
He's got those nice strong hands.
So what was the reasoning behind recording it in another state?
Well, you guys have deep ties. I mean, you did your mastering, right?
Yeah.
For the album down there, right? Chapel Hill, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Well, Raleigh. Actually, I think the mastering was done in L.A.
Okay.
For this stuff, too.
Yeah. We did the mixing
I need to get my facts. I need to get my facts
It was
right,
mixed
man.
In Kernersville.
Okay.
Mitch Easter, of who's done R.E.M. and stuff for Wilco and...
That was where the mixing...
And Pavement. He did the mixing.
No, what parts of it... You tracked the vocals in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Was there a specific reason for going all the way down there to do that?
The fellow who produced it, Rich Stein, and recorded and engineered and did a fantastic job with all of those things. His studio is down there, and we recorded in the last few days of his studio in Raleigh before they moved to Kernersville, to Mitch Easter's studio. And then we worked in his private studio here in Richmond, which the whole is delightful to get out of town to record things.
Different vibe about it when you're out of town.
Oh, you don't have to worry about thinking going about home to feed the dog or like you know your significant other something.
Plus, we got to visit Biscuitville.
So your dogs didn't eat the whole time you were down there.
No, I think we had someone looking after.
Okay.
Them.
I let Rocky starve the entire
time. We did get to go to
Didn't think
though.
About him once.
He was angry when I got back, but he didn't have the energy to do anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but he was fine.
He was frail and weak.
But when you played it for him, he's like, oh, I get it. That was fine.
Yeah, okay, he did enjoy the finished track.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll play a song, and we'll be back with more from No Dice.
All right, this is After NASA with Downstream.
Yeah, man, they killed it on the
Richmond
November
Music
20th.
Number one.
That's right, number one, man. They held it down.
We'll let them know about the lineup for number two tonight, too, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Simon's mom's coming in, right?
Oh, she can do
I
that,
think
probably.
She is. Yeah, man, she'll hold it down.
Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro, and you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced, and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder, so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue, and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound. Get in there, don't be afraid. Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours.
Hey! This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue. Because constipation is no picnic.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want to burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. West Broad Street in RBA.
Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
We are back. That was It's Over by No Dice, who was here with us. And Dan, did you catch them? They are also an incredible air band. Were you watching that at all?
I'm not, like you, I'm not a big fan of the air bands. No offense, guys.
Oh, we were recreating the performance for you. Well, don't you have a flavor of being there?
I noticed that your air band has three drummers.
They were fighting over that, actually. You can hear.
That's the best kind.
Yeah, everyone wants to be the drummer in the air band.
Everybody does play the drums.
But in the real band, no one wants to carry the drum set.
Yeah. Well, no, that's because we all carry the drum set.
Yeah. That's one of the unfortunate things about drumming, I guess.
There's too many pieces to lug around.
That's why I'm going to pick up the piccolo.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to transport.
Actually, that's been a huge philosophy in the band, is getting smaller, lighter instruments over the years.
It's true.
Just have two ukes and a piccolo. You'll be fine.
I'm not playing any wind instruments.
Yeah, I'm going to dump the drum set and get two Dixie cups.
And some toothpicks. And some toothpicks.
You got, like, you guys could fill any spot. Like, is there any bands in the house? Like, hell yeah.
We're right here, ready to rock.
Yeah. We're going to blow your minds.
It'd be like the MacGyver of bands. Just give me a roll of duct tape, a can opener.
Stick of gum.
A stick of gum, and
that's an 18 move. A stick fuse. Of gum. Yeah.
Are you all ready to hear some super rockin' acoustic folk?
You ready to folk rock?
Like, it's, you thought it was acoustic.
All right, guys, so I feel like I might be ready for the big announcement.
Yeah, man, what's this big announcement you guys
have? What's going on,
guys?
Well, we've got two to give you tonight.
Oh, my God. Okay, I thought there was going to be one. Now I got to be ready for two?
This is like an early Christmas because you guys gave me a No Dice t-shirt.
That's right.
And the last time you were on the show, you tried to sell me one.
I don't remember trying to sell. I don't remember that at all. Seems kind of tacky to do that kind of thing.
It was
kidding.
Just the last
I'm
time we
kidding.
Saw you.
Yeah,
yeah. Sell you
oh, one. Yeah. That's
that was
right.
Wednesday.
That wasn't at the show.
Oh, I thought you guys were on my show last Wednesday.
So one of the announcements is that you guys can't see right now, but I'm not wearing any pants. I took them off a few minutes ago.
Ooh. And we're all better off for it.
Yes, nice. I bet. I feel like a better person just after you telling me that, Ryan.
Well, the first announcement is our holiday show.
Yes, you do an annual holiday show.
And this year we are doing a holiday show at the Republic.
Nice, I love that place.
This will be our fourth.
This will be our fourth annual
do you sing holiday show. Do you sing Christmas songs?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Cool.
Absolutely we do.
No, not fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Fa-ra-la-la-ra. Yeah.
We actually have a couple of original Christmas songs
this
year.
Can I carol in the audience?
Absolutely.
So is that the next announcement, a Christmas album? I guess
that's maybe 2013.
Yeah, that's okay. Probably in the works for the future. However,
Mistletoe, oh no, it's going to be on.
And at this show on the 17th, featuring Carrie Brooke and the Roaming Hands and the Hot Seats.
Oh, nice.
At the Republic for free will be the last show.
Hold on. Before you say anything, not free, no cover, right?
That's right.
No cover.
You guys don't work for free.
Nothing is for free.
That's right.
Nothing ever happens for free. This will be the last show that No Dice ever performs.
You guys are breaking up? You guys are breaking up.
No.
That's the announcement.
We totally are.
Very briefly, and then we're reforming immediately as a different band.
We're only tolerating each other for this radio show right now.
Yeah. There's been tremendous infighting amongst the band.
For a number of reasons.
Is it over, like, a name change? Are you guys, is one of you going to change your name from Ryan?
I'm going to change my name to Ryan.
Multiple.
No, more complicated.
There's multiple stab wounds involved.
So what is it going to be? Ryan, Ryan, and Ryan.
That's right.
Are you guys also going to practice law?
That would be great.
Ryan, Ryan, and Ryan, and associates.
We're gonna fight Alan, 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 and Alan.
Well, there's four against three right now. Yeah. You guys should find another Ryan.
We're going to sue them for repetition.
Well, here's what we do. We will make Sean change his name to Ryan, join the band, and then you guys
then
will
be... Then we will be able to fight the
on
Allens.
The equal playing field.
Have you guys seen Sean's physique? I don't think he's going to help you fight anyone.
No. We just push him out front, and we'll get behind him.
Oh, he could be like a booby trap.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're military strategists. He's the infantry.
There's only one way that I fight, and that's naked.
Even better.
Like, when somebody's threatening me, they're like, run or something. I'm like, no, get naked.
I just get naked and play dead.
Sometimes I lie in a fetal position on the ground.
Step one, drop trowel.
If it's available, I pour baby oil all over myself.
See, you're going to try. The wrong person is going to come and try to fight you, and you will get raped.
Most of the time, they're like, what the heck? I'm clearly not going to fight that guy. Because I can see his junk, and I don't want it on me.
So guys, no longer No Dice.
No longer No Dice.
What's the new name?
Some Dice. No, not really.
One Die.
We're switching the name to Big Enough.
Nice. That's a big name. That's a very epic name.
Not only does it describe the band, it describes our most fantastic member of the band.
Which Ryan?
The smallest Ryan.
The newest Ryan.
Yeah.
Now is there a comma or apostrophe somewhere in there?
I don't think so.
No, it's just no. Is it's not E? Like Big Nuff or something.
Big E N U F F.
Big Nuff.
No, it's not spelled.
Not like.
No, yeah. It's not a weird spelling. It's not just, like a McDonald's. It's just Big Nuff. And I think we have to give credit to Jason for that name.
Jason
too.
Hall, our friend and luthier, who helps us repair our many guitars, came up with that one, so we can't even claim credit for it.
Well, let me, you guys and other people should know, No Dice, your guys' past album is called Do Nice.
Do Nice.
Any plans on playing with the letters to do like a big enough album? And what do you do? How do you even try to tackle that?
I'm not sure. My one thought was releasing the first album again as Big Enough Present No Dice Doing Nice.
That's a big album title name. Right. It's
but
very
it's just
epic.
Big Enough.
Are you asking if we're going to try to use anagrams with Big Enough?
Yes.
No, I don't. I think we're doing,
I'm not
we're
good
finished
at those.
With our anagram.
Hey,
days,
right.
I
watch
think.
Watch those big words. Okay.
You do it
watch
once. Them. You don't need to follow it up.
So, what was behind this decision?
Well, it was a number of things. For one thing, we've gone through a lot of changes over the years. We've got this new stuff to release, though, and after some thorough research regarding music law, we found out that continuing under the name No Dice and releasing things under it could prove to be a problem for us in the future.
Probably
since there
a
are
poor idea.
Way too many other No Dices out there.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have like the franchise tag on No Dice? Do you know?
KFC.
No, but other people have released music under that name before we were a band. As long as we've been a band, mm-hmm. So we couldn't. We can't do it in a way that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Other people have the commercial rights to it. If it came down to a legal dispute, we would lose.
Yeah. Doubtfully there is going to be one, but should there be one, we don't even want to bother.
Yeah, for sure.
So this way, we'll have all of the... And that's the stuff that will be cleared up shortly in January, which will be trademark, copyright, all the stuff, you know.
So that's why we all got free No Dice t-shirts.
That's right.
Because they're pretty much useless to us.
It's a fire sale.
Oh, and by the way, at our show at the Republic, on the 17th, we will be giving away tons of No Dice t-shirts, which pretty soon will be totally retro.
But depending
on... I even can now have a No Dice t-shirt, because before I couldn't wear a t-shirt of the band I was in.
You really can't?
No, that's the rules.
But physically, he actually can't.
Yeah.
I see. He tries.
And
he's allergic.
but January 1st, it'll be okay. I'll be able to wear the shirt, which I actually really like.
That's so hipster of you.
Is that because it's a black t-shirt?
Because it's a black t-shirt with a cassette tape on it, which is so incredibly awesome.
It is.
I think
awesome.
Everybody's wearing a black t-shirt tonight except for you and me.
That's right.
So I throw that out there.
This is more of a
can
gray.
Mine has a gorilla on my shirt. who else has a? And Steven,
I thought that was you. I thought you would. I thought
it doesn't qualify as a whole shirt because it's got so many holes in it.
And
holy shirt!
That's become like a blue gray color. I can tell that at one point it was black though.
Sure, whatever you say, Dan.
I have a black version of this shirt. If that helps.
So I mostly wear dark colored shirts. When I don't, I've got a new policy where I now eat shirtless.
Nice.
And like last month,
get less food on them.
I've not ruined any shirts. Like Thanksgiving with the family was a little awkward, but they all understood. Especially when I had gravy all down the front of me, okay.
I can hose myself off in the yard.
I've actually taken just eating in the shower.
Do you have chest burns?
I mean,
step that way.
I mean, most restaurants aren't keen on it yet, but
no shoes, no shirt, no dice.
That's true.
All right, cool. So, is it okay for me to wear a No Dice t-shirt to your show on at the Republic?
In fact, it's encouraged.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's not like tacky for me. Like, oh, there's that.
Well, you only
you'll the jerk in the.
If
No
you
want to
do it, you'll only get one shot at it.
That's a good point.
So
good point.
You know, I really encourage anyone who has a t-shirt or needs apparel to come to the show, because we'll give them to you.
Yeah, at the very least, it's a free shirt.
Yeah. I mean,
Can I wear it over my sweater?
I insist on that as well.
Please do.
Or, because I have a
Can
nice
Can you wear
Christmas.
It over a sport coat, actually?
It's a special
that
shirt.
That would be awesome. I do have a nice Christmas
it
sweater.
It won't be Thursday for your Thursday shirt, but it will be a special shirt. Hmm.
Sweet. So, do you guys want to take a little break and play a song?
Sounds great.
We come back, we're going to be giving away the Worthless Junk box set. What's in there, Derek?
That is got CDs from the entire Worthless Junk catalog, from Black Girls, the No BS, the
also records.
Is there records in there?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's some vinyl. It's just some really cool stuff. That
what's the phone number they can call to get this incredible $40 item?
I already have it on Quick Dial. I'm trying to win.
Oh, no, you can't win it.
798-1010. Yeah. Go to our Facebook page. We have a link to check out the whole package that they're giving away. They will be selling these for $40, so this is your chance to get one free. $40 is a deal. Free is a better deal tonight.
A Christmas gift for that special someone, or just for yourself.
Will you try to win it for me, Sean, for Christmas
gift? No, both of you guys are out. If they want to try to win it, though, I might make an exception. So 798-1010, go ahead and call in. We're going to take a break now and play a song from, tell them who it is, Derek.
This is Only Insane by the People's Blues of Richmond.
Tell them, Steve.
I'm just too uncoordinated. I'll never learn to skip and whistle at the same time.
Don't give up just yet.
Who the hell are you? And why are you in my house?
What? You don't recognize me? I'm Albert Fallen Scratch, well-known silent film extra, two-time soapbox derby champion, and world-renowned skip whistler.
What?
With all this crazy space-age technology, like lead-free paint and calculator watches, it's no wonder you're too uncoordinated for skip whistling. Kids these days are desensitized to the once popular art form of skip whistling, forgetting how to express their emotions without the use of words. There is factual evidence that I've wrote down on this here napkin that proves the rise of evil organizations like Lambda and the Lady Gaga fan club are in direct correlation with the decline in popularity of skip whistling.
Let me see that.
Ha-choo! Sorry, but I have the yellow fever, and I don't want you to catch it.
I don't get it. Are you gonna teach me to skip and whistle at the same time?
Of course! At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling, we'll teach you more than just that. Like dance juggling, and juggle skipping, and advanced juggle whistle dancing. At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling.
I don't know. Juggle whistle dancing sounds dangerous.
Oh, crummy buttons. Let me tell you something, you little I used to skip juggle whistle dance 10 miles uphill backwards and naked to school while dragging an invalid in a wagon.
Cut!
The Albert Fallen Scratch Old Fashioned School for Skip Whistling. Sign up today and get a free loofah stick backwasher and this handy calculator watch.
Yeah, and we are back.
We are
on Radio Rubber Room. That was a short little break. And let's see who we have on the line. Hello, caller, WHAN.
Hey.
Hey. Who is this?
Alex.
This is Alex?
Alex.
Alex, and you are calling because you want to win the Worthless Junk Records box set, is that correct?
Yes, I love black girls.
Oh, okay.
And actual black girls.
Awesome. Awesome, Alex. Well, do you know any of the other bands that are on Worthless Junk? Do you know,
No BS, right?
For sure. We got No BS in there.
And I'm not really too familiar with the rest of them, but I'm figured those two bands are on the label. It's probably a bunch of good music.
Okay, I can't understand anything you are saying there, Alex. So.
I figure because those two bands are on that label, there's probably a bunch of good music on it, so that's why I'm really interested in it.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a record player?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Do you collect records, Alex?
No, I don't. But I'd like to start.
Well, now's the time to start with the Worthless Junk Records Holiday Box Set. And that's 10 pieces in there, right? Derek, is that correct?
Yes, there's a lot.
That's awesome.
All right. Now, Alex, man, sorry. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to have Sean over in the newsroom get all your information so we can give you the Worthless Junk Records Holiday Box Set with 10 pieces. It's a $40 value itself. Each piece individually would be like, what, $100, Derek? Would you say? Probably more.
Each piece itself?
Yes, correct. What the hell are you laughing at?
I think they're laughing at me.
It's like $10,000 worth of stuff, man.
It's like a quarter of a million.
I can't believe this. I want $1 million worth of stuff.
It's a great deal, Dan.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a wonderful deal. So,
you can't give this kind of thing away.
No, you can't. So thanks for calling in, Alex, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information there, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. So, that is the Worthless Junk Records Holiday Box Set.
Bam, and we will be giving one away next week as well.
Yes, sir. So,
sorry, we've got a special friend here that's been distracting me.
Yeah, I know. She distracts me too.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Simon's mom. hey, baby. What do you think? Do you have any of the stuff that's in that box set?
I do have a Black Girl CD. I guess I don't have their new one. That's going to be included in there or something.
Oh, really? I think that's the new record.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new record that they did with their Kickstarter. What is this guy doing? Do you want to take a break, man?
Ryan is losing it.
Do you need a timeout, Ryan?
No!
Ryan?
Yes, Simon's mom.
Calm down. It's okay.
It is. Ryan, I'm sorry, Simon's mom. Ryan gets nervous and giggles when he's around beautiful women.
It's true.
It's like Kyle with throwing up.
It's okay. I get nervous around bands like this.
I know you do. I'm surprised.
You should be.
Sometimes the clothes come right off, right?
Three hotties.
Yep. Ooh. Which one's your favorite?
Hi, Gina. So I've got some show picks for you, Dan.
Do you? Oh, by the way, Simon's mom, by the way, the tobacco company thing. We have the lineup. Would you like to announce that?
Oh, yeah, the lineup for the December. Richmond Music Review number 2.
December 18th, to be exact.
December 18th.
At the tobacco company. Correct.
Which I love because I'm a classy lady.
Yeah,
at times.
You are. Do you wear those fishnets in the winter when you go there all the time?
Yeah, I try to look my best at a classy place like that. Well, the lineup, it's another great lineup. You guys, I really like this lineup. It's PBR.
Uh-huh.
PBR, you guys just played a song by them.
Yep, we did.
Those guys.
People's Blues of Richmond.
Mm-hmm. And then the Kindling Kind.
Mm-hmm.
The Dream Machine.
Uh-huh.
And Ghost Owls.
Nice. And you know all of those bands, right?
I do.
Yep.
I do.
So you will be in attendance this time?
I was there last time.
Yeah, you blacked out, though. So it was kind of like you weren't there. Kind of acting crazy.
I did black out. I was having a great time. That's what happens when I have a great time.
Okay, calm down there. Calm down.
I feel like you're judging me, Dan.
So defensive, Simon's mom.
I was just having a good time and dancing.
Can you sense the sexual tension between me and this beautiful lady?
It's palpable.
I know. She's trying to deny it. I know she secretly loves me.
I don't have any tension.
That doesn't seem like much of a secret, though.
One day,
we're
baby.
We're all trying to swallow the tension.
One day, baby. One day, me and you.
All right, so some show picks. Tonight, Saturday, December 3rd at the Camel, No BS Brass Band, who is
yes,
in
sir.
That nice little package you just guys gave away. Yep. They're at the Camel tonight. Sunday night, tomorrow at Helen's, you can go see...
It was Kelly.
Tanaka with Luggage. That's at Helen's. Then Monday night, why are you laughing at my show picks? You're giggling away over there. Monday night at the Campbell, you can go see the Inflatables. And they're a great band. I've seen them a few times. And then also Monday night at the Republic, J3. I just saw them for the first time at the Yerb the other night.
You were the oldest person at the Yerb that night, by the way. How old are you?
I don't know about that.
How old are you?
Dan, you know...
You don't
I tell
ask
you this every week. You
shit.
Don't. Really? Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan from No Dice says you shouldn't ask.
Gina,
my age.
How old are you? Is that acceptable for me to ask you that?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I think you know the answer already, Dan.
Well, I'm trying to. I don't know the answer.
Okay, on my next birthday, I will be 30.
She.
Me too.
Yeah. Right.
The answer is
you know,
always 29.
I'm older than you, Gina, but you are way more mature than me.
Simon's mom and I are same age.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
I need. Mm-hmm. I think I need to grow
See,
up.
Snap.
There. Yep. Sure.
On your face.
Sure.
Then Wednesday night, you guys will be doing your open stage night. No dice. I saw you guys there last week. That was a lot of fun.
It sure was.
I enjoyed that.
We had a good time.
I remember you from the audience.
Yeah. Ryan had the virus.
I feel like we had a moment in the smoking room.
Oh. You know he's married, right?
I did not. Now I know.
Yeah.
All right, then. Moving on. Wheezy's Kitchen, Thursday night. You can go see Luke and the Junk and the Red Rattles. That should be a lot of fun. Luke and the Junk played with Black Girls last night. Did you get to go to that, Dan?
I did not. I'm trying to avoid catching the virus that Ryan has.
Was Ryan there? What are you talking about?
No, just like my immune system being lowered.
Moving on.
I did lick your microphone earlier, by the way.
Did you really? Damn it.
I do that before every show.
somebody puts a pube on there.
That's just kind of a
ritual
for you.
Well, I licked all the microphones.
I'm very superstitious.
Yeah.
Somebody was putting a pube on there like every week, and I'd be like, and then I'd feel it like brush up against my beard, and so now I've been inspecting.
The good thing is that they smelled like coconut.
Microphone.
After that Brazilian wax, it's better.
It's time for microphone condoms. They'll protect you from that.
I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like we've gotten off track.
All right. Then next Saturday night at the Republic, the Good Birds will be playing, and... I like those guys. Okay.
Is that it?
That is my show pick.
That's all you got. All right, word up. Let's go ahead
and
take a...
That was a whole week. What do you mean that's all I got?
Oh, Sean, by the way, before we take a break, man, you had quite an experience this week.
Did
you not? Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, I went to Joe's Inn, and I was doing my own thing. I got some pasta a la Joe. It was, like, awesome.
Yeah.
And then these girls were just like, we really would like to feed you that pasta.
Like two very attractive
yes.
girls.
Yes.
Talk about a dream come true.
Fed him pasta.
It was very nice. I was.
Was one of those girls Simon's mom?
No, at all. Not at all.
Now, did you get any photos of this?
I did. I did get some photos of it.
Nice.
I just happened to be there.
Have they been posted on the interweb?
I did post one,
yeah,
but it wasn't the
Facebook
good one.
If you're my Facebook friend, you would know.
Yeah, you're not friends with him on Facebook, which is probably a smart
move. Why are we not friends? Do you not like me?
He's not a likable guy.
Oh.
In general. But
electronic friendship is the only kind that matters.
You had quite the experience in the big booth at Joe's Inn. We took some photos, and it's now going to be in the next issue of RVA Magazine.
Legend.
So, a story about Sean eating pasta with two hot chicks. You are a legend.
There is some pretty
crazy. I told you, Sean, you dream it, and then you be it.
That's right.
I'm just going to start trying to pick up girls that way.
Dress for how you want to be, where you want to be.
I'm going to go up to him and be like, do you maybe want to be in RVA Magazine? Like, make sure there's no guarantee.
See, I think them feeding you pasta is a little more attractive than being in RVA Magazine. I thought it was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was on point.
Pasta sauce everywhere. It's all over the place.
I have a totally different view of pasta now that is more like...
Good thing there's food in the car.
Yeah, I don't think I'll eat spaghetti. In for at least 6 months or so. So, all right, guys, let's take a break, and we'll be back. You guys are going to actually play some live songs.
We brought real instruments, too.
Oh, nice. The real ones.
Not those fake ones like before.
She's just a wild child. Oh,
Zamzam with Al-Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Are you depressed? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? Do you sometimes wonder what the meaning of life is? Well, my friend, inhale the holiness that is Golden Gates. With one Bible verse on each Golden Gate, you'll be able to get the maximum amount of God's love with each and every puff. Hallelujah! Golden Gates. Walk with me on the path to salvation, brothers and sisters. Praise Him and let the essence fill you. On the seventh day, the Lord rested, and on the eighth day, God created Golden Gates. Full-flavored, bold, and robust, just like our Lord and Savior. Every Golden Gate will bring you one step closer to heaven. Hallelujah! Golden Gates, now in menthol.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek, all the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
To Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Tell us what that one was called, guys.
It's called Hello, Hello.
And that is another new one?
That is a brand new one. So new, in fact, we've never played that live before.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, really? Nice.
Cool.
Ever, ever.
First time on Radio Rubber Room.
So is that a no dice song?
I think we could go so far as to call that a big enough song.
That's a big enough song. Yeah, so that is the first time anyone has ever heard a big enough song.
That's right.
Right here on Radio Rubber Room.
Oh my God.
So technically, us three are the first people to actually hear it, right?
Well, and that other guy.
Well, technically, we're the first three people to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys count. You are the band. You are no longer people.
Yeah, but we've heard it.
You are one individual unit.
Well, you guys are a unit.
We're not one thing.
You doubled your audience.
I beg to differ. I think you guys are now one thing. You're it's like when you get
so,
married.
So you're saying we're like Voltron.
Yes, exactly. Please. It's like when you lose your
to be a giant cat.
Yeah. You lose your identity, man. It's like when you get married. You guys, you are now big
comment.
Enough. Hey, Ryan, are you a tool guy?
Am I a what now?
Do you have tools to like?
I have
do
tools.
Oh, I thought you called him a tool. I was like, that's rude, yeah, man.
A tool guy.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I thought that was one of those questions that didn't need to be asked.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you have you tools? Will. Because I moved in with a girl. And all my tools went from where I wanted them to be to the crawl space under the house. did that also happen to you, my friend?
I haven't found any in the crawl space, but I haven't been down there in a while. So,
well, that was kind of. But some nights you did get to like sleep with your tools.
I did some nights. I did. She did allow me
in the crawl space.
Yeah, she did allow me. As a matter of fact, I think she insisted that I sleep down
there. A couple times. Yeah.
Those kinds of things happen to you when you lose your identity, I think.
Well, Ryan got a really cool shed, I have to say.
Oh, do you, man?
I have an awesome shed. It has a roof and everything.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's totally awesome.
Barn-style doors and a little tiny window.
Yeah.
It's not a chicken coop.
It's not a chicken
coop. They took the chicken coop away on a flatbed.
I used to have a chicken coop.
The did shed you really?
I sure did. Oh, I didn't have chickens, but I had the chicken coop.
The shed is where I do most of my inventing.
That Unabomber style shed really is awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys are three songs deep into an EP.
Yeah.
Is that the many?
That's the EP.
You're only going three songs. You're not going to drop.
That's
anymore.
All we're going to do. You get a taste, and then you got to come and get more.
I feel like you used to be a drug dealer at some point. This sounds like drug dealer philosophy.
It is. It's all called marketing.
Oh, okay. Same thing, right?
Nice.
Hopefully you...
Touché, sir.
Hopefully we've saved better songs for the second half.
Spoofco knows all about that.
It's a little about getting you hooked.
The on evil. Beads.
Yes.
What's that shiny thing over there?
All right, so you guys got the Chris, you got the new album, you got the name change, just a lot of stuff to comprehend.
It's so much.
Yeah. It's so much. It's been the last year of work.
Do you need a glass of water or something?
I found a bigger cup.
Take a deep breath.
Those little mini cups were not they were not sufficient.
I can
keep
get some out of the tap
my
over there.
Palate dry. Don't drink that water. So the Christmas show, you are going to be doing
show. It's a holiday show.
Holiday
we need to be
show.
Respectful.
Thank you.
Everybody here worships Jesus.
So the holiday show is coming up during the holidays.
If you've never heard someone who isn't,
let me make sure I phrase the rest of this question.
Grow up in a Christian background, sing those songs.
Yeah,
it's one of the greatest things ever.
What is your favorite holiday album?
From the 70s,
I found a Weezer album. With two Christmas songs on it.
And yeah, I've
which
heard
is
that.
Really stinking good. Fountains of Wayne have one too called and the song is I Want an Alien for Christmas. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the Beavis and Butthead Christmas album?
No.
Anybody?
No, it sounds awesome.
I've not heard
that. My favorite is the Mariah Carey Christmas album.
But the Peanuts one is another one of my of all the things that I don't you know, the Peanuts record, the Vince Guaraldi one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Actually, in all honesty, A Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives, that whole album.
I've always loved the Elvis Christmas album.
That's good too.
Hendrix actually has a really good three song.
He does. Hendrix has Christmas.
Yeah, I have it. I'll let you borrow it.
Did he record those last year?
Yeah, I think it's. It was sometime this decade.
Wrote the song a long time ago.
They get to that age and then they decide they're going to make. You know, it's about that time.
Well, Scott Weiland has a Christmas album coming out.
Is he really?
He does.
That's interesting.
I saw that advertised.
On a lot of levels.
I have no Christmas albums, and I don't know any.
Really?
Well, well, you're not even 30 yet, so you're not to that point. When.
Cabbage and Patch Christmas.
I feel like when you're coming up to be an octogenarian, that's about the point you start considering putting out a Christmas album.
That's a fair assessment, Dan. Yeah.
Yep. Please don't ever say words like octogenarian.
If you stop saying anagram, buddy.
Never.
Okay.
I'm not even.
Anagram is such a nice word. You don't know Anna?
I'm not even going to pretend like I know what half the words anyone's saying are.
Except for ho ho ho.
Normally, anyway. So you guys are way over my head right now.
So No Dice, you guys have a Facebook page. Are you starting from scratch with Big Enough?
Yes.
Yes. And that kind of sucks.
That's probably the hardest part at the moment.
But we'll also have a real website for Big Enough. We don't have it yet. I promise we will.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a real
website. It's kind of rough that you can't change a Facebook page.
Yeah.
His name.
Thanks, Zuckerberg. Yeah.
That's kind of rough.
I've been meaning to have words with that guy.
I would suggest keep the page and post all your stuff on there and tag your other page.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll do.
For a long
time. But yes,
we
will be starting a page pretty soon here.
It's an uphill climb, no question. It feels a little like starting over.
No, the Twitter you can change, I believe, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you can just change that.
That would be great.
Very, very friendly to changes.
That would be super.
Derek is like a social networking genius.
Since I don't use it or look at it, these kind of tips are quite helpful.
Yeah, we can talk, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let me know if you need any advice on that area. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's about that time to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and you guys are going to play Big Enough, formerly known as No Dice.
We're going to play another new, brand spanking new song.
Cha-ching.
Intense.
We got acres of these now.
Booyah.
So what's this? What's this song called?
Is "Fire Blue" by Dane Ferguson.
Left foot, right foot, down the street. A little bit of money in my pocket, the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet. What more could I need? A pretty little woman that's on my arm. Keep me drunk and keep me warm. Allow me to say that I am glad you came my way. You're in the fire. Higher, deeper, brighter, burning with a fire blue. Come a little closer and hold my hand. Don't tell us all about the broken plans. Oh, take off your gloves. I wanna feel the love where we stand. This pretty little woman is on my arm, and I pulled her close and I'm holding on. Well, it is safe to say that I am glad she came to stay. Fire blue.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
"If it's yellow, let it mellow."
And,
"I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment."
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
"I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice."
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three. In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold refreshing can of liquid meat. Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My pet dinosaur is different.
Ah! Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
So that was a song by the band Big Enough.
Formerly No Dice. I gotta say, guys, I've gotta say, I'm really digging both the two songs you guys played for us live. It's kind of fitting that, you know, the name change. I mean, obviously, as bands do new records, their sound evolves. But it's kind of cool that you guys are doing a new name and kind of a different kind of sound to your music.
It's definitely a different direction. We feel like that was kind of the point, like to get. I think the larger arc of it. We started as kind of a jammy kind of band, and we didn't feel like that was reflective after a while. So, you know, nothing against jam bands; they're totally fine. But that's not the kind of music we were playing anymore.
Uh huh.
When do you think you guys will change your name again?
Probably March.
Hopefully never.
Now, last time we talked to you guys, you said everybody kind of collectively writes the songs. All three of you guys do something interesting. You all sing lead on some songs.
That's true.
Now, you had said that Gina has like a massive amount of like written lyrics to stuff that you guys had used before, right?
Yeah.
So did you go through her lyric books this time to find new stuff? Or did you guys just go, let's start fresh?
Well, we've sat down and Gina will add parts to songs. Like we have another new song that actually we haven't worked on in a bit, but you know, we'll be getting back to it shortly, in which she wrote like the rest of it. And it was this wonderful arc to the story, which I was going, I think that's what I was thinking, but not articulating at all. Mm-hmm. And it was this beautiful part, which I think the song has been made much stronger by it. So we're changing the way we approach that stuff, too. We're like, well, here's the idea. What do we got?
Yeah.
Who's got which part?
I think we'll, one of us will bring something to the table. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out how to play it. Then we'll kind of deconstruct it and then reconstruct it, you know, with everybody's input and everything.
Yeah, we definitely have a good kind of process that goes along, and it's I don't know, I think it definitely works out with everybody's input and tweaking, and then we get to a point where we're really, really happy with what we have.
And it's all quite quick. There's no, you know, a lot of bands will argue and nothing, to me, very little is precious, and I want their input to make the song better.
For sure.
Whenever I get my band in the studio, I'm just like, I'm gonna go in there and record this jam. It's gonna be sick. And then I look over to the other musicians in the band, and I'm like, now go in there and record something. Just think with the sickness, but you're not gonna get to hear what I played.
Well, if we all, like, you can't always be that lucky to have that kind of juice.
Okay.
So we've had to approach it from a different perspective.
Are you going to at least tell them what key you played in?
No, nothing.
Or what instrument you played?
Nope.
It's because you guys have lost your identities and assimilated into one band.
Like Voltron.
Or like the Borg. Like the Borg.
Captain Planet.
Now, Ryan, you guys switch off between bass and guitar. Have you guys ever thought of maybe adding another round into that? Like guitar, bass, drums, then like everybody musical chairs, guitar,
yeah,
bass, drums.
Musical.
Do you want us
instruments.
To do that right now?
Not right now.
I mean, we can.
It's musical instruments.
Next time you guys come
I
on.
Think we have tried that.
We've done that. We've even performed that way.
Yeah. Like just every song, like
we can
move
we can
one
so,
over.
Not
we can,
every song. That'd
every
be
song.
A lot of time taken up just moving around.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
But we can switch one more, like we have another, we can flip around too, cuz Gina can play a stringed instrument, and I can play the drums. So We can keep moving.
Like, you wouldn't want to do that every show, obviously, for obvious logistical reasons. But one show where just every song, it was one instrument over, every song, just all the way around.
Then we're definitely going to have to add the piccolo. Yeah.
And probably just the right. Solo cowbell.
Yeah, now it's just getting too complicated.
This is your idea.
No, it's
just
your idea,
man.
Just an idea.
I feel like she could do a sweet recorder solo behind her drums.
What if you just got like 30 people with a tambourine and they just shake the heck out of them?
Because the band is big enough.
Slide whistle.
Ooh,
hey, you like that?
Take that.
Did you get that?
Burn.
Where do you? By the way, where would you purchase a slide whistle?
Yes, I am actually. Know?
My friend Sean is in the market for a slide whistle.
I don't know the slightest notion.
Down at the really? Five and Dime, probably.
Woolworths.
You can't get one at a Guitar Works, for instance.
No,
really,
no, you can't, and for damn good reason.
What is that reason?
Because
like, I don't know of any good reason.
You know what good, you know what the good
not
reason
be able to
is?
Purchase a slide
because
whistle.
Then the poor sucker who works there is going to have to listen to that all day long and stop little children from making that noise.
Don't look. That's the only instrument I know how to play.
Sean,
don't
you
hate
can get
on
the,
my
the lollipop whistle.
I really
then
want...
you can eat it afterwards.
I want a collection of those.
Pop whistle.
And speaking of Guitar Works, our friend, you've co-hosted this show with us. You filled in for Derek over there.
I look just like him, doesn't it? It's uncanny, the resemblance.
It's hard.
Did
it's
you guys
to
even
tell.
Notice that it no, wasn't me?
It was hard to tell at first because you had a stocking cap on. When that comes off, your hairline is much more.
Yeah.
Your receding hairline is much more impressive.
Yeah, I can't keep up with what's going on across from me. Now without the hat.
That is one
I'll
thing
put the hat back on. It'll be okay.
One thing I have to say about No Dice is you guys have nice heads of hair.
We have amazing hair.
Yep.
it's well, we take really good care of it.
Great job.
True.
Any tips that you could give me,
well,
maybe?
What we do a lot of times is skip
time
band
travel.
Practice and just do grooming sessions.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We don't have a radio.
Well, I don't like applying leave-in conditioner on my own, so I get others to help me with it.
It's
rinse.
Important.
I don't even know
repeat.
What that is.
Always repeat.
Sometimes Derek,
honestly, I don't either.
Spin cycle.
Sometimes Derek picks the bugs off of me and eats them. So that's how we grow.
Well, they're easier to find up there. You don't know what's living up here.
Excellent source of protein.
Yes, yes. Bugs are good for you.
I don't know, but I think I need a haircut.
Okay, back to the music. We always talk about hair. So I'm just gonna call y'all the band formerly known as No Dice.
No, that's they're big enough, my friend.
Big enough.
Yep.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the same as my shoes. The puma.
Hamster.
Hedgehog.
That was three animals.
Is hamster your power animal?
Go to your cave.
Hamster is my pet power animal. Slide. Nemiwinks, actually.
Nemiwinks.
Oh, I guess he's a gerbil, though.
Oh, Nemiwinks. Nemiwinks.
The gerbil prince.
He's got a hat on.
The colon
the
to
cape.
Find what you think. Nemiwinks.
You know, we
see,
have...
That's copyrighted material, Gina.
I don't know what we're talking about.
We have quoted South Park like quite a bit tonight, so I've been pulling out South Park things all night. You guys been watching the new stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think? How do you think the show has grown, like from day one?
You've been watching it, so you have to answer
that
question.
I watch it all the time. I love it. I think
yeah.
It's great.
Did you watch the Shake Weight episode?
I did watch the Shake Weight episode.
Nothing like an old fashioned.
Particularly enjoyed the Thanksgiving episode.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that one.
The
either.
History Channel that's Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was
fun.
Oh funny,
man,
yeah.
I need to see that.
Yeah. It was History Central.
I also like the one where Cartman opens a burger stand.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've been engrossed in 30 Rock lately. Like that's all I want to watch on TV is 30 Rock.
Does that influence your music?
Maybe because I want to be Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be a large thing.
You don't want to be Tina Fey?
Which has been, it's been a long-running thing with him. He's always talking about how much he wants to be Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is that? Like,
because he's off the charts. You know what I'm saying? He can do anything anytime.
I mean,
that's a bad impression. I'm just going to throw it.
I thought I Tracy like... Morgan was here.
What?
I feel
thank you.
I feel like Tracy Jordan... was Tracy Morgan's best role ever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everything else, I've been like his stand-up.
Brian Fellows, not as funny as Tracy Jordan.
No, nowhere near as funny.
And the evolution of the characters. And frankly, Alec Baldwin may be one of the greatest actors of all time.
Absolutely. So do you just like Pumas because of the shoes, or do you actually have a thing for Pumas?
I love Pumas.
What do you like about them, especially just their fast?
They're agile.
Well, they're giant cats that live in the woods that will eat people.
So, I don't see what's good about that at all.
That's great. Nobody finds this awesome.
Would you ever have a pet puma?
I'd love a pet puma.
Sean, what was your favorite
animal?
Have you seen
that commercial, the Dos Equis commercial with the guy with the puma who jumps on the table and he's like, get down. That's why I want to be that guy.
Really?
With the cat in the house.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to have a cat in my house, I want him to be able to eat people.
Is that the most interesting guy in the world?
You want to be the most interesting man in the world, yeah. Ed's?
Well, as long as I get to have the puma.
Okay, as long as it comes with a puma.
As long as it comes with a puma.
Like, if you had a puma, that would be a major concern. Like,
I think I'd have less people over to the house that way.
But like, ever again.
The neighborhood association might have an issue.
That's right.
Your 6-pound cat brings, like, little squirrels and stuff home. And your puma's like, you're like, is that a bald eagle?
Is that Mr. Tom? Is that Mr. Jones from down the street?
Mr. Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
He lives down the street.
I don't, yeah.
Coco, did you kill a neighbor again?
I'm telling you. How cool would it be to walk your puma down the street?
You're like,
have it on a leash? You're like, yeah, it's mine.
What? There used to be like 60 cats in our neighborhood.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And dogs, too. And now they're all behind the couch.
And a gerbil. This is
actually I'm gonna change mine to bear sharktopus. That's my favorite animal. Half bear, half shark, half octopus.
A winner all day.
That's
long
only because man bear pig was
I feel like you listened to last week's bear show when we talked about that.
Yeah we made that up, by the way.
The polar bear, that's my spirit
bear,
animal.
What, you made up bear sharktopus?
Yep.
I no think actually my friend.
No,
what was it?
It was chimpanzee, polar bear, octopus.
And it had gerbil legs, like its hind legs had gerbil legs.
Well, I don't see how that's an advantage in any way.
That's one of two animals that I invented.
We root for the underdogs here.
I didn't listen to last week's show, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
The other animal that I invented, I call it the tube. It's a mammal, but it's like a snake. And it got no arms or legs.
But
and it doesn't.
So it's a hairy
snake. It doesn't slither.
It doesn't slither. It just rolls. It can only get to the bottom of hills.
Once it gets there, it makes a nest.
Yeah. It can't inch its way back up.
It only survives by eating its own feces.
Whoa!
It's a self-sustaining organism.
That's its own
That's
diet.
Gross.
It's like yeast.
Yeah.
It's a self-sustaining organism.
What does yeast eat?
More yeast. More yeast. It eats Vegemite.
It eats bread heels.
Very educational.
That's definitely eats bread heels.
Not very chip dust. Educational.
I thought yeast as well ate chip dust.
Chip dust is the best.
So, guys...
great show.
Everybody, group hug.
We have had a lot of fun with you guys. Glad you guys came back on the show. So EP coming out soon.
Very soon. Very soon.
New name. Shows coming up.
And what come to the Republic on the 17th and get a t-shirt, because you're going to want one.
Do I get a second music one if I'm there?
What's that?
Do I get a second
yeah,
one
if I'm absolutely
there?
Awesome.
If I get three, can I trade in two for a big enough shirt?
Ooh.
No.
I mean, I can... take a t-shirt, like a white one, and write big enough with a Sharpie.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure you can write it big enough?
Though? That was our idea, guys.
Mm. But you're going to, you got three bands for the price of nothing. It's going to be golden.
No cover,
that's
should,
right.
You guys, I think you guys should just like make a couple albums as big enough and also make some albums as No Dice and then be like, tonight at the Camel, No Dice and Big Enough.
We thought about that, actually.
And people will come and you'll be like, you can make twice as much money.
Yeah, we could book ourselves for entire shows.
We could be our own opening act.
You can opening and close the act for yourself.
No Dice, we could be a Big Enough could be a No Dice cover
band. Well, technically,
band.
We could do one band with you on guitar and one with me.
That's true. Tonight, featuring the song Silence of Ryan Stevenson.
Yeah.
And so the EP coming out shortly this year, is there any sort of time frame yet? Have you talked about when a full length would be coming out?
when we have some more money.
Money will be the key to when that gets recorded.
What's the medium you want to release that out on?
8-track.
Yeah, I was thinking wax cylinder. Choice.
That's not a bad one.
Honeycomb.
Ooh. That hasn't been done in a while.
No one's going to steal your wax cylinder, you know.
You know, you could always release it in cuneiform tablets.
Oh, that's the winner.
That's the hipster way.
Mm-hmm. This is so cool you can't listen to it.
Just the sheet music. Here you go.
How do you guys plan on obtaining that money?
I believe there's a plan for Kickstarter in the works.
Well, yeah, we may do Kickstarter. I might be out on the corner just trying to shake it a little bit, too.
I think that's how you get started. You need to get a foothold somewhere. So
that's the one I will donate to.
Nice.
I'll probably ignore the Kickstarter, but I'll go see Ryan.
And the nice part is he lives on the corner. Like, you know, his house is on a corner.
So you just got to go outside.
So he just has to go outside. Yeah.
I'll show off my beautiful head of hair and...
And rock a little ankle.
Down in the corner or out in the street, you know.
Yeah. Right next to Willie and the Popeyes.
Early in the evening around supper time.
Well, with your
you got to be inside eating at supper time.
Well, with your stripped down light equipment, have you thought of doing any street shows maybe to raise some dough? Just with a sign and some, you know, hit your little cups.
You could give those kids with the buckets a run for their money, man. Oh. With your cups?
Haven't thought about that one yet, have you?
No, we haven't. Actually, I live very close to where they play in Carytown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So every weekend I wake up and go outside and I can...
Throw rocks at them.
Every weekend.
The bucket children usually...
Every weekend.
Really? Have you ever played with them, Gina?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Wow.
She's not allowed.
I'm not allowed. I might fly into a homicidal rage.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all the violence.
You don't want to see that.
Let's not end this show on a violent.
I'm not above begging, but I want to do it a little more in a more sophisticated way.
Yeah.
Now, how much are you trying to raise with your Kickstarter?
Enough to record about 7 or 8 more songs.
So,
which we haven't really organized all of that.
I probably to throw out a round number. I would like to raise $10,000.
Shoot, I got an iPhone. Y'all can give me like 70. That's $10 a song.
Well, there you go.
So that was solved.
Yeah.
10 grand Sean? Kickstarter.
Because Sean is the only person with an iPhone that I know of.
Nobody else here has one.
Or we can sell a box room. Set of 10 records.
Actually, Sean, have iPhones, so your plan has been foiled.
You could sell all... you would get $5,000 if you sold all of Sean's records.
You would.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Mine is 5,000. Actually a J-phone.
Hmm. So, we could have a drawing for all of Sean's records... I don't know if you'd be... Would you be cool with that, Sean?
I mean, if I was dead...
Well, Sean, we would give you an executive producer credit on the record. I mean,
big.
You could be the executive producer.
I don't know if you've noticed, but my car is worth 10 times less than my record.
But that way, think of the prestige. You will be the executive producer of the first Big Enough album.
Ooh, that's big.
These are the kind of things you have to offer on Kickstarter.
Yeah. Do you guys have any ideas for the prizes you plan? No dice shirts, obviously, probably.
Right. You can have your pick of no dice merchandise.
$10,000, a human thumb.
You know what I will award to the winner?
Uh-huh.
A cow.
Really?
Yeah.
A whole cow.
I have a whole cow. Uh-huh.
If you would have kept Stevenson's chicken coop, you could have given them a chicken coop.
That's true.
That's true.
You got to think of these things, Stevenson.
I have seen some really funny stuff on Kickstarter that people offer. You know, it's like, you know, you can come to my house and watch a movie with me or something like that.
That's a good idea. You
know, wouldn't that be awkward? Wouldn't that be real life? Awkward. Yeah. Hi, how are you? I won the contest.
Oh, it depends if they're a talker or not.
I picked up. He's just that not that into you.
Yeah, did they get to pick the movie, or was it the movie?
No, I picked the movie, and it's.
Oh, so you actually
he's not that into you?
any article of my clothing that you want.
No, I feel like
you can have the sock.
My dirty socks.
I feel like the movie thing. As long as it's not one of those people that talks a lot during movies, it wouldn't be that bad. And then just when it's over, be like, all right.
Well, the ones that I thought were neat was credits on the album. And if you give enough money, you get to be the executive producer. Yeah. And you could probably be there, like you come in and be like in the room while we're recording it.
I know a lot of bands, dedicating songs to people and stuff, mm-hmm. too.
Writing songs to people. Obviously, swag comes into play.
Also, we would probably be able to perform at your birthday party.
Ooh, that's for fancy. 10 grand?
Well, you know, we'll do a show wherever you want us to appear, and, you know, you pay whatever money, and we'll play whatever you want.
I'll also make a pot of spaghetti carbonara.
Well, I'm going to start with saving money, and there's going to be a no dice slash big enough concert in my tool shed coming up.
Nice. Stay tuned.
Where Sean invents edible glue.
And other things.
That's already invented. Come on.
Well, that's where he did. That's a legendary garage. Okay. It's a legendary tool shed.
I also invented the hair rejuvenating spackle.
He did. He did. So, anyway.
Passing it around.
Guys, we got to go. I've had a great time. I hope you guys have.
Thank you.
We've had a great time.
Definitely.
And No Dice, if you guys enjoyed this show, they were on show number 5 before. Show number 5, correct?
Okay. I don't know.
It's somewhere around there.
You're the archive.
It was somewhere within the single digit area.
Yeah, one of our first shows. So download that and check it out. And look for Big Enough on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Coming to you soon.
And you guys are going
to
change
Facebook soon.
Change your Twitter, and also going to change your... are you guys going to have a website for this?
Yes, there will be an actual website. All of this is in development. As soon as my brain turns back on, which will be in January, we'll have a lot of stuff done.
Cool. For now, find them on Facebook as No Dice, and download
No Dice RVA.
Soon to be found as What Your Wife Tells You.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't get that either.
All right, let's play a song. All right, guys, anything before we go?
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for coming.
This is a lovely time.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're my favorite, Ron.
And we have to get you guys on the Mike LaRue show.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's do it.
All right, this last song we're playing out with, this is Blood from a Stone by Horsehead.
Horsehead. You're my favorite, Ryan. Bye.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You you're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.